This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. The Netherlands and Denmark have announced that they will be giving fighter jets to Ukraine. AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery has that story.
At a news conference with Ukraine's President Zelensky, Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte confirms the Netherlands, along with Denmark, will give F-16 warplanes to Ukraine. The planes will be delivered once unspecified conditions are met. During the same news conference, Zelensky says the leaders agree on a number of planes, possibly more than 40 from the Netherlands. He goes on to thank his counterpart, saying the F-16s will bring new energy to his troops and deliver results for Ukraine and Europe. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Russia said Ukrainian drones had attacked four separate regions in a flurry of attempted strikes on Sunday, injuring five people and forcing two of Moscow's airports to briefly divert flights. VOA has been unable to independently verify specific claims made by the Russian government. Ukrainian drone strikes, both on border regions and on the Russian capital, have become increasingly common in recent months, with repeated strikes on Moscow's financial district. Russia said in May that two Ukrainian drones had tried to attack the Kremlin. Ukraine typically does not comment on who is behind attacks on Russian territory, although officials have publicly expressed satisfaction over them. Tropical storm Hillary hurled towards Mexico, Baja California's peninsula on Sunday, blanketing the region with heavy rain amid warnings of catastrophic and life-threatening flooding on the peninsula as well as in the United States Southwest. Eugenie Adler is a resident of the city of Long Beach in Southern California.
I'm just worried about flooding people's lives.
One man has died in the Mexican state of Baja California, sir, when a family member of five was swept away into the sea while crossing a stream, according to a Mexican official. This is VOA News. Fans in Spain celebrated their country's historic first victory in the Women's World Cup as their side beat England 1-0 on Sunday in the city of Sydney. Spain fan Kimberly Pena says that this is crazy. And who would have thought that so many people were winning and supporting the team? It's incredible to see how the sport has evolved. The match was capping off a tournament that had broken attendance and TV records and raised the hopes of a surge of interest for the women's game. Authorities in Pakistan have arrested at least 170 people after a mob of Muslims attacked churches and homes belonging to Christian communities in the city of Jarawala in the most populous province of Punjab. We hear more from VOA's Sarah Zaman.
Despite several mob attacks against Christians in the past, Pakistan has seen few convictions. Muslim community leaders who attempted to stop the attack say they feel ashamed. Police are guarding the city while barbed wire and tents block access to sensitive areas. Despite the heavy police presence, victims say they may never feel safe again. Sarah Zaman, VOA News, Jarawala, Punjab, Pakistan.
Droves of pro-coup demonstrators flooded Niger's capital on Sunday, calling on foreign powers to engage in diplomacy with their military rulers the morning after the junta leader, Abdurrahman Chani, called for a three-year timeline to reinstate constitutional rule. This protester spoke to Reuters News, saying that they don't feel that the situation in the country is a coup and that ECOWAS needs to ask the appropriate questions that led to the current situation. A delegation from the West Africa Main Regional Bloc ECOWAS on Saturday met with Niger's ousted president, Mohamed Bazoum, and also held talks with Chani. Chani's acceptance of the mission could signal a new willingness to negotiate after the bloc on Friday doubled down on its threat to use force as a measure of last resort to restore democracy. Guatemalans will elect a new president Sunday after a tumultuous campaign, hoping that the country's next leader will provide relief from rising prices and get a handle on crime and corruption. The two candidates offer starkly different paths forward. Former First Lady Sandra Torres became an ally of the outgoing, deeply unpopular President Alejandro Giametti in her third bid for the presidency, while her opponent, Bernardo Arevalo, was with the Progressive Seed Movement and rode a wave of popular resentment toward politics as usual to his surprise spot in the runoff. Greek authorities have also evacuated five more villages near the northeastern border with Turkey, where a large summer wildfire is raging for a second day. I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.